Welcome back to Musical Chairs here on Classical King FM. It's Friday night, and I'm your host, Mike Brooks. Our special guest is Timothy Salzman. He is professor of music at the University of Washington, where he serves as conductor of the University Wind Ensemble and also teaches students enrolled in the graduate instrumental conducting program. I'm always curious to find out how one ends up in a life of music. Did you grow up in a musical family?
In a manner of speaking,
yeah.
I grew up in very humble circumstances. My father was a dairy farmer. Mm-hmm. And in sort of northern Illinois, about an hour from Chicago. And he sang all the time. And I grew up working very hard. I was the only son in the life of a dairyman who's also raising corn and soybeans and is a nonstop life, 24/7.
Those cows have to be milked. And
yeah,
they don't care.
There are no vacations with cows, as we learned. And my dad never stopped singing. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I was put into piano lessons and rebelled at first, of course, but started to accompany my father when he would sing in church and whatnot, and just fell deeply in love with music. It was my one chance to not work, to be honest with you, because when I wasn't playing the piano, I was working, but practice was viewed as something I should be doing, and so to get in out of the heat and the humidity, mm-hmm. I always welcomed it. And then at a certain point, like all of us, it began to be fun as I could accomplish more and became more meaningful over time.
What a joy when something that's a passion intersects with a way to make a living.
Exactly. I'm very blessed that way.
Well, you brought some wonderful music as we sort of do a very wonderful potpourri of music, and we have something from Michael Colgrass to enjoy now.
Right. Michael Colgrass is an absolutely astounding human being. I am in awe of him as a creative individual. He was the original drum set player for this little musical on Broadway you may have heard of called West Side Story. He was a timpanist in the New York Philharmonic and has become a composer of wonderful pieces for many major symphony orchestras in this country. In fact, his 1978 piece, Deja Vu, written for percussion quartet in the New York Philharmonic, won the Pulitzer Prize in that year. Michael was approached by Frank Battisti, the conductor emeritus of the New England Conservatory Wind Ensemble, in the late 1980s about writing a piece for Our Idiom, to which Michael said quite simply no. And Frank continued to persist, and Michael caved in when he was given the option of writing for whatever combination of instruments in whatever manner it was that he wanted to write. So Michael did that and wrote a terrific piece called Winds of Nagual, followed up by what we're going to hear now, 1991, The Arctic Dreams. Now, Michael is very much a person who has to be in the place to gain inspiration. So he moved to the Arctic Circle for a month, to Baffin Island, and lived with an Inuit family in Quonset huts like they do at that part of the world, and experienced the Arctic in all of its fury and beauty. And the Inuit people, who are a gentle, playful people that he grew to love very deeply, and captured it just so imaginatively in this wonderful tone poem, Arctic Dreams. Now, we're going to hear three of the movements. It's a long work, and just three of the shorter movements. Throat Singing with Laughter, which is a movement where Michael observed one of the favorite games of the Inuits, where two people stand face to face, just inches apart, breathing in and out while the rest of the people stand in a circle around them and laugh hysterically, trying to get those two guys to laugh, which means they lose. So he captures that with a wind ensemble, and you'll hear it, followed by the whispering voices of the spirits who ride with lights in the sky, which is clearly a reference to the aurora borealis, mm-hmm. the northern lights, and it's beautifully captured. And then my favorite movement of the whole piece, the fourth movement, Polar Night, which depicts, you'll hear wolves, and you'll hear the voices of ancient sailors who had been caught in the ice when they were whaling and died in the Arctic winter, singing Norwegian songs and accompanied by
accordion.
Oh. Thank you very much. All of the effects in this music are captured acoustically. There's no electronics involved here, which I think is quite astounding. So again, here's someone who's advanced the color palette of possibilities quite seriously, and just a treat for people to experience as they hear this music and are taken into the deep, dark Arctic night.
Yeah. Ha ha ha! Thank you.
On Classical King FM and King.org, some excerpts there from Michael Colgrass's stunning Arctic Dreams, the man who actually lived it. Our special guest is Timothy Salzman from the University of Washington, and we're going to take a brief pause for an important underwriter message and finish with a big bang right after this.